He's Braden Gall. I'm Jason Fitz, Julian Council producing, Windy City interning. It's Braden and Fitz, ESPN 102.5 The Game. And obviously, you should just pack all your Titans gear up, put it all in the closet, and wait till next year.
I was going to go with the curb.
Oh, okay. That's
maybe a bonfire.
Just throw it all out in the fire.
Yep,
just
no reason to root for the team.
It's all done. 0-1 in the preseason. They lost 7-3 to the Jets. We're kidding, of course, about the sky is falling mentality. But to help us break down what you know, somebody that can actually analyze this is seriously as opposed to us, Joe Rexroad from the Tennessean joins us. Joe, at this point, should people just take all of their Titan stuff out and just throw it away?
Well, I will. There is one thing to burn and never ever look at again, and that's that game. Like I usually rewatch games, but I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna leave that one alone. I think the Titans will be okay. It was a disappointing effort, I think, in a couple key areas for the team. But I think it's probably worth sticking around and seeing what these guys do from here.
All right, so let's try to actually analyze it then. Bigger concern, offensive line or secondary?
Well, I think definitely the secondary. I think the offensive line had some, they had some communication issues, and it's a first preseason game, and you're rusty. And the Jets have some good players up front, too. I mean, that's actually the one part of that team that's not bad. I think they'll be fine. They'll figure all that out. We saw what they were last year, same offensive line coming back. I think at some point the conversation about upgrading the interior, is going to pick up. That'll probably be something that happens next off season. They're certainly stronger at tackle than they are inside, but I think they're fine there. I think they're going to be very good there overall. The secondary, we just don't know, what it's going to be still. And I think that Logan Ryan has looked pretty good in practice. He obviously had a less than ideal debut, letting Robbie Anderson get behind him for a 53-yarder, targeted three times, gave up three catches. That was a rough start. It's the unfortunate thing for these starters. If you're going to get a series or two, and if you have one big gap, now you have to sit on it all night and then all week. But I think he's going to be an upgrade. I still don't know the whole thing, how it's all going to come together, and I still think that's as big a question mark area as anything on the team.
We're talking to Joe Rexroad from the Tennessean, obviously about the Jets' 7-3 win in the preseason opener. So if you're Logan, you've been around this league a long time, you got to feel like there's not some lingering confidence issue, right? Like this, he seems like the type of guy that can just compartmentalize this and move forward.
Yeah, I don't think you can be a cornerback in the NFL. I mean, every single one of them has moments like that. And if you can't immediately bounce back and forget about it and move on to the next play, I don't see how you can possibly survive in this league. So, yeah, I mean, again, normally if it was a real game, then he would have had the rest of the game to try to make amends for that and make plays and, turn things around. So, he was upset after the game, and he was hard on himself, and he vowed that this is going to be a better week. And, Kelvin Benjamin will definitely give him a look this week. So he's got Wednesday, Thursday, and then, of course, Saturday the game. I mean, it's going to be really interesting. And then tackling Christian McCaffrey in the open field, I mean, it's going to be a good test of that defense.
Look at some of the new faces, Joe, and that a lot of the rookies there. Taywan Taylor made a couple of plays, and Dory Jackson got his feet wet a little bit there, and even Akeem Judd. Talk about some of the rookies, and are there names and faces there that you think are going to make bigger impacts than we anticipated?
Yeah, I think if there's one main positive from this game, Braden, it's defensive depth. I mean, they've been obviously trying to find someone to help with the covering tight ends and giving them a little bit more speed, maybe in a nickel situation, linebacker. Jayon Brown has been talked about day after day. He's looked on the practice field day after day, and then he brought it to the game. And I really think he's his stock is rising. And I think that he has a great chance to, contribute this year and make a difference. I also think Kalen Reed, he has the most offensive snaps. He's not a rookie, but just in terms of defensive depth, he had a good night. Yeah, Taywan Taylor, the Titans obviously want Corey Davis back, And it's not happening this week, and maybe it'll happen by late next week. But, you know, in the meantime, Taywan Taylor has been getting a lot more reps with the first team than he would have at in the slot. That's where Eric Decker would be getting most of those looks. And, you know, he's taking advantage. I mean, he is a playmaker. He's an exciting player. They're going to have to figure out some ways to get him the ball this year. I think when they're all healthy at receiver, it's going to still be tough for him to get regular reps out there during games, but I think they've got to find a way to use him here and there. So, you know, and not a rookie also, but Antoine Woods is another guy. Gets the start over Sylvester Williams, and again, he's been the buzz throughout camp, and he's looked the part, and he did it again Saturday. So at least some of these young players, you know, showed out well for them, and they need to build that depth.
Joe, Marcus Mariota, when he rolled out, the comment on Twitter and from many of our friends and people listening to the show, oh, my God, he looks even faster. Have you seen and felt that in camp, like a different level of speed out of Mariota in general?
Yeah, it's funny because right before, you know, a couple of days before the game, I asked Kevin Byard that, and he's like, you know, I think he actually is. I think he might be faster. And Mariota said it himself, too. Like, he might be a little bit more explosive. He's, you know, dropped a few pounds to try to be a little bit quicker. And, yeah, like you said, Chris, I mean, that was the classic or even slightly better Mariota acceleration around the edge with a guy right in his face on play action. And I'm sure that was good to see for Titans fans. And, you know, he has been doing that. He ran in that touchdown at Nissan Stadium a week earlier. And it was, again, like that, wow, you know, when he turns it on. And I thought last year there were times when he would turn on his speed and you're like, man, I don't know how many guys out there are faster than him when he really wants to get it going. And I think that's great to see. That has to be part of his game. He has to be willing to do it, and I don't think there's any question. He's been adamant throughout that nothing's changing. So is Mike Mularkey, but now you actually got to see it.
So, Joe, obviously we're trying not to overreact to the things that we saw over the weekend, but there has to be sort of growth and incremental progress over the course of this week and into the next game. What is it you're looking forward to and want to see over the course of practice this week and then in the game against Carolina?
Yeah, well, certainly I think the first-team offense needs to come out, run the ball, protect the quarterback, and get down the field and score a touchdown. I mean, I think that's a big thing Saturday in that preseason home opener. You know, I think those guys were ticked off after the game. Guys up front that, they didn't come down and get any points, and there were a few, you know, negative plays that really hurt them. And so I think that's a big thing for them. And then on the other side, I mean, again, they are going to be tested, even though we don't know exactly what we're going to see from Cam Newton, maybe not anything. Still, the Panthers have weapons, and that defense, you've got to show something in that back end. That touchdown drive doesn't happen if not for the weird call on Jarrell Casey, which, I agree with Mike Mularkey. I don't know what he gently tackled him, you know, or grabbed him around the ankle. I don't know what else you can do there. But still, that was a rough debut for those guys. So they've got to make plays, and I just think you're probably going to see a little bit more work from the mainstays, from the ones, and they've got to play better.
Joe, you mentioned sort of the reaction in the locker room afterwards. I think Mularkey, in general, over the past six months, 9 months, has become very definitive in his statements. You always know exactly where he stands, and he's not a guy to mince words. And I hear him in the press conference yesterday, and he seems a little bit surprised. I mean, it just feels, the vibe and energy from him, to me, felt like he was a little surprised the team didn't play better. Have you gotten that sense, too?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think there's been such, and it may not be a good thing for this team, because there's been such confidence and swagger out there, and a lot of talk, too, about what this team can do. And, of course, everyone said the right things about, well, we just ignore that stuff and just going to work. But there has been this real positivity, confidence, and then they just didn't look good the other night. And so, Mularkey did say yesterday he didn't think it was like an overall, you know, symptom of, not being focused or, you know, ready to play, but the execution was bad. And he also said that happens a lot in first preseason games, but he thought that this team could be different. You have so much continuity on offense, so many guys back. He thought that this team could come out and be different. And let's face it, they were playing the Jets, too. So maybe in the back of your mind, you think maybe that helps you be different in the first preseason game. But I don't think there's a big alarm sounding or anything, but it is a little bit, as he said, of a wake-up call. So this will be a very interesting week to see how they respond.
You can check him out on the Tennessee and obviously read his stuff there. Follow him on Twitter at Joe Rexrow. Joe, thanks for your time, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Always great stuff from Joe, and it will be interesting to see how this team responds because Carolina coming in a few days gives them another chance to clean it up. Hopefully we're not overreacting then. Like I keep saying, happens to them once, no big deal. Happens to them again, it becomes a pattern.
Speaking of Carolina, we have all Panthers guests the rest of the week.
Oh, good, yes. Good. That's
we really want to make sure we analyze the
preseason.
We are
the home of the Carolina Panthers here in Nashville, your Panther station, the best Panthers talk. Yes, can we get 102.5 the game.
Can we get all Raiders guests leading up to week one? I think people really want to hear that side of it repeatedly, right?
Well, it's really up to them if they want to wake up.
Well, no, but let's be honest. I mean, season opener week one against the Raiders, not nearly as important as week two of the preseason.
Oh, correct.
Week two of the preseason game is clearly more important and should be covered as such.
Yeah, well, we'll cover it as best we can. Yeah. And we'll react to everything Joe just told us. But speaking of coverage, the best coverage you're going to get nationwide for your Wi-Fi? Yeah, that's from Xfinity. Xfinity Wi-Fi has a network of hotspots, keeps you connected to the internet around town at Wi-Fi level speeds. Access to the hotspots offered at no additional charge to all Xfinity Mobile customers, as well as Xfinity Internet customers who subscribe to the package that includes at least 25 megabits of data or higher, or speed of higher. Currently, there are more than 15 million, I can read, hotspots nationwide compared to AT&T's 30,000. That's right, 30,000 versus 15 million. You get to save on your wireless data plan by connecting to the Wi-Fi hotspot streams that you love. You automatically connect to a Wi-Fi hotspot when you're in range. You can even check out the app to find out where the hotspots are so you know how to get out there and stop being a data hog and start spending money. Got an offer that ends August 20th. Requires EcoBill, paperless billing, and auto-pay enrollment, and one-year term agreement. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Here's what you need to do. Go out to Xfinity Wi-Fi. It delivers the fastest hotspots in places you need them the most. Get started with Xfinity Internet for as low as $19.99 per month for 12 months. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com for more details. We'll give you more details on everything Joe Rexrow just said about the wins, the losses, who look good and who look bad. We'll do all that next up. Braden and Fitz, ESPN 102.5 The Game.